Hello, my name is Bella Nastasi, and today I'm here with my mother, Susan Nastasi, and I'm going to be interviewing her 20 questions about her life. So, how are you today, Miss Nastasi?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, so do you mind what telling us what state you were born in?
Pennsylvania.
What month and what day was your birthday?
August 13th.
Okay. So, when you were younger, how was your life like?
Well, growing up with six siblings was pretty interesting because I was the youngest. Mm-hmm. And I really looked up to my brothers and sisters. And they were like my mentor in many things in growing up.
All right. So, you know, how was it like being the youngest, as you mentioned?
It was fun. We didn't have video games or computers or cell phones. We played with simple toys, you know, roller skating on the street. And in the summer when it was hot, people would open the fire plug and we all would under the fire plug. Like, it was just so much fun. And again, like I said, we didn't have technology. So we learned to play with whatever we had, or with friends, or with, again, like I said, my brothers and my sisters.
So how was the house you lived in was like? How was that like?
It's a big house. Good food. It was warm. It was comfortable.
What was your neighborhood like?
It was a great neighborhood because everybody looked out for each other. We could stay out on summer nights and just play outside, and we didn't have to worry about crime. The neighbors would be sitting outside. And like I said, it felt more safe.
That's very true. My next question is, was there like TVs and phones around? Which kind of summed that up. There wasn't.
Well, we had regular televisions. We didn't have cable. That didn't exist. And we had landline phones. And we used to crank calls. Then nobody could ever figure out who they were. But now with the cell phone, you can
figure out everyone.
Right.
So, I have my next question is, what was your earliest childhood memory?
My earliest childhood memory was when we moved into our new house that we just spoke about, and it was the big house, and we had so many rooms. It was almost like we all had our own room. It was fun.
Is that here in Philadelphia?
Yes, in Philadelphia.
That's your earliest memory. So what is your favorite memory, like, throughout all your years?
My favorite memories were probably in the 80s, when I got to travel a lot. Of course, I was older, so I wanted to experience countries and just other states and learn about culture.
So, as you mentioned, you know, you have siblings and such. So, what were the personalities of your siblings like growing up?
Well, my older sisters were really cool because they would get all dressed up. And, of course, me being the youngest, looking up to them, thinking, wow, I wish I could wear high heels or I could get all dressed up like that.
Well, what was middle school like for you?
Middle school was great. It was fun. We had friends, and of course we played around in the classrooms, but it was a small middle school. So it was almost like we ruled the school, but it was great. It was fun.
How were you like in high school, or like what was the experience like in high school?
I loved high school.
Like back then.
I loved high school. I went to Hallahan. It was, of course, an all-girls school, but it was just, it was like a family high school. Mm-hmm. We all got along. Of course, we had nuns back in the day, and they were strict.
Yeah, strict.
But we got to do so much. Like, we used to go on trips, and we used to have lots of sports we could play, and our curriculum was fun. I loved high school.
Well, you also said, like, you mentioned played games and such. I would, my next question was, like, what kind of games you played, like, growing up? Maybe you drew something or stuff like that?
We
or, like,
played,
word search or something?
No, we played Monopoly, and I guess they still exist now. We played lots of games, hide and seek, and sometimes we would make up our own games.
It was okay. Fun. Hmm. So, this is a personal question now. So what kind of hobbies do you like to do? Or, like, what do you like to do when you relax?
I like to read. I like to maybe watch a movie. I just, my hobbies, probably read. Reading.
Yeah, I like reading too sometimes. So, you know, in the 80s, you were alive, you were fun, you know, what was the whole experience like in the 80s?
Well, we grew up in an era where we all worked, and I loved working, and I saved up my money. I was, of course, young. I did go to school, but also I got to travel.
There wasn't, like, what was the music like and such?
Oh, the music?
Like the,
oh,
the you want, style.
Oh, it was a lot of disco and punk rock back in the day. So when we used to go out, we used to get dressed up like disco clothing, you know, like that. And the music was fun. It was good. Dancing was fun.
I feel like the pumps in the shoulder pads were like, and
then oh,
the
puff, yes.
Poofy hair.
Oh yes, that was me. The pumps, every
then
color.
Eyeliner too.
Sure.
So, you know, you went to Italy and such. So how was, like, the atmosphere, like, just walking around like that? You know, I've been to Italy, you've been to Italy, but, like, when you were with nobody at the time, like, how was that experience and by yourself? Like, just
sure, I went to Italy all by myself. I had friends there, and I met up with friends, and we got to travel most of Italy, and it was amazing. It's their culture was amazing, and just the food, the people, the language, the arts, the architecture, the history. Yes, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
So, you know, how was it like raising me as a child?
Oh, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Well, I decided to be a stay-home mom because I took you everywhere I went, and we did a lot of things together, and you did dancing and sports, and you were a great kid. You are a great kid.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, I love you.
As we know, you have another daughter, and I have an older daughter, a sister. So how was that like raising her first instead of me?
Well,
before me.
Pretty much the same. Did the same thing with the first one, you know. Like I said, we did the same thing, and then you came, and we did the same thing altogether. Everywhere I want, you guys want.
Yeah, I felt that. So, is there anything you would change in your past years? Like anything, like maybe you had an opportunity that you didn't get to do, or you decided to do something else?
I probably would have furthered my education and continued school. But then it got harder with having children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I wanted to be with my kids.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I think it was easier to be with your children, as to now everything is so expensive and mm-hmm. a lot of moms have to work.
Yeah.
And that's rough.
All right, so we have a last question here. So what is your ideal vacation?
My ideal of a vacation?
Mm-hmm.
Going away. Well, it depends on where I'm going.
Yeah,
I mean, if it's going to a resort, of course, everything's included and you just relax.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going maybe to another country, of course you're relaxing, but you're also exploring. And again, I admire cultures, so that to me is a big learning experience. And that's something you had the opportunity to also.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you being here today. And, you know, just thank you so much. And everyone who is listening, thank you for listening. So, yes, thank you. Goodbye.